And it is time now for the Community Foundation of Cerro Gordo County program on your hometown news station, AM 1300 KGLO. I'm Tim Fleming, and we get a chance today to visit with Michelle Schubert with the Iowa State Extension and Outreach. And Michelle, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, it's springtime in Iowa, and kind of wait a minute, the weather will change a little bit, but we'll get through all of that for sure. So what has you busy these days at Iowa State Extension?
Oh, lots of things. But the biggest thing we're doing right now is we have a program called Pick a Better Snack that we have a grant through the Community Foundation for this year. It is a fabulous program working with schools and second grade students learning about fruits and vegetables.
All right, so I'm a second grade student, and I'm going to pick a better snack. What are you going to help me with? What should I be snacking on?
So we learn about lots of different fruits and vegetables, anything from raspberries and cantaloupe to zucchini to last month we tried asparagus and peaches. So I actually bring actual fruits and vegetables into the classroom where students get to actually try them in person. So sometimes they've never tried them before, and this is their first experience. Or sometimes they have, and so it's a good refresher that they get to have it again. And we learn about if it's a fruit or vegetable, how does it grow? Does it grow on a tree? Does it grow on a vine? Does it grow underground? Then we also talk about some different ways that we can eat it. Can we cook it? Can we eat it raw? What kind of recipes can we use with it? And then we also talk about what the health benefits for. So with the students, we talk about how does it help our bodies? Does it help us feel better? Does it help our heart? Does it help our bones? And things like that.
You touched on it a little bit, but my guess is that a lot of these young people might not get that at home. We're in a pretty fast-paced world that we live in, and it's sometimes the young people will turn their nose up at some of the vegetables, but actually they probably find they're pretty good.
Yes, I find a lot of kids, it's so fun to go into a classroom and hear them for the first time. I've never tried this before. It's really cool to hear that for the first time. And it's also good that we're getting into the classroom introducing these fruits and vegetables because Iowa is actually not ranked very high for kids eating fruits and vegetables, especially eating them fresh.
And again, getting into the classroom, that's something that has been so key for you. And, not just for you, but obviously Iowa State Extension, but I would guess also for the schools.
Yes. Definitely. They enjoy having the experience and having, guest speakers come in and teach the students a lot about the fruits and vegetables and how plants grow and all of that.
How often are you in the schools?
So right now I am in the schools once a month through the school year. So we start in September and we'll end here in May.
Do you ever have people ask you to come back for a refresher on any particular section that you cover or?
So right now I'm mostly working with just the second graders. I have been to different things, like at the Ag Fair this year, put on by Farm Bureau. I helped do the nutrition booth there. We've also tried doing some different programs with kids in the kitchen we're going to try this summer, where we're going to teach kids about how to cook kind of some simple meals that they can hopefully cook at home, either with or maybe even without a parent if need be.
Well, that would be kind of fun. I would guess the kids, they've got to love that idea.
Yes.
What got you interested in this yourself?
Well, I am actually a teacher by trade. So I actually used to be a preschool teacher and decided to come over here just to be able to help more kids. And I just love working with the youth and just seeing the inspiration and the excitement to learn something new.
As you're going through and doing this right now, do you see areas where you could see growth in the program too, Michelle?
Oh, definitely. We see a lot of the kids just express their interest. They're so excited to come in. They usually like to tell me if they've tried the last fruit or vegetable in the last month. One of their favorite months is January because we talk about beans, which is usually not a very exciting topic. But I get to hide black beans inside some brownies. So I make some black bean brownies. And it's always fun the next month how many kids have told me that they've gone home and actually tried to make the brownies for their parents. Or have them help them make them for their siblings.
That's fun. Is there a favorite vegetable, or is there still one that they would turn their nose up to? What are you finding? Give us the pros and the cons from the kids.
Well, most of them like to try them for the most part. I will admit we try the asparagus raw. So that's usually not a big, huge one that's a big favorite. I usually tell them that they like it cooked. I'm surprised by how many of the kids actually say that they have tried it cooked and it does taste better cooked. But obviously bringing it into a classroom, I can't bring anything in warm. So the asparagus one is always interesting. We also try fresh and dried cranberries, so we make a comparison there. So I always make them try the fresh one first, and their faces are pretty priceless to watch them bite into that fresh cranberry. But then we try the dried ones, and they like those definitely a lot better. As far as favorites, though, the black bean brownies are definitely one of the favorites, or usually a lot of the fruits. We do peaches, we do pineapple, we also do pears. So those are usually a big favorite. Raspberries, some kids have tried them, some have not. One of the most unique ones that we try, though, is probably we try mango. I find a lot of the kids have not tried that one before, and it's surprisingly how much they are surprised themselves that they like it.
See, and I would be one of those guys that I could tell you, I've had mango before. I don't think in my life I've ever purchased a mango. So you've set me up. I'm going to have to go buy a mango.
Yes, I will be honest. Mango is not one that I was as familiar with either. I've mostly just had them like out of a can. But with this program, because of COVID this year, with the schools having just different kids learning online and things, this year we're also doing a bonus thing where I'm actually making videos for each of the fruits and vegetables that we're learning in the classroom that teachers can then send the links out to their kids that are learning virtually to watch so they can still learn things from the program. And they're also available to the public as well if anyone wants to watch some of the fruits and vegetables that we learn about. But when I had to video the mango one, I will be honest, I had to buy my very first mango. I had never bought a fresh one. I've always had them canned or in a different version.
Yeah. Oh, I could see that for sure. And, you know, the other thing that goes through my mind, Michelle, when you're talking about this, is that as adults, we all know that when you're a child, there are certain vegetables you might not like that when you get older, you might love. For example, I mean, I always think of myself, it would have been peas. You couldn't have made me eat a pea when I was a little guy. And asparagus. And now those are a couple of vegetables that I just love as an adult.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that is very true. And I constantly am telling the kids, you know, just because you don't like it now does not mean you won't like it later. I think I read somewhere at some point that I think you have to try things about 5 to 7 times before your brain decides if it likes it or not.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Hey, anything else we need to touch on while I've got you on the line you wanted to let everybody know about?
Mostly, if you are interested in fruits and vegetables or anything with healthy living, feel free to reach out to us here at the Extension office. We love to help people and make and let you learn some more. The videos that I'm making are on our website. If you ever want to check them out, it's at www.extension.iastate.edu/Sarah Gordo, and they're called Eating Healthy with Michelle. And just a big, huge shout-out to the Sarah Gordo County Community Foundation for sponsoring this program this year. It's been a huge impact to the kids, and it's just been a lot of fun to watch them grow throughout the year.
Well, that's awesome. Michelle, thank you so much for what you do. And I know the kids love it. The parents love it. The teachers have got to love it, too. Have a fabulous day and a great week, too.
Thank you. You, too.
All right. Take care.
Yes.
There you go. That's another one of our great programs with the Community Foundation of Sarah Gordo County on AM 1300 KGLO. And thanks to Michelle Schubert for joining us from Iowa State Extension and Outreach. AM 1300 KGLO, getting it said for Mason City and for all of North Iowa.